back.
Good morning, Unfocused listeners.
I'm
Team. Okay, I'm AJ Twist.
And this is episode 283 of Unfocused. This is the Sunskirt episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man.
He goes skirt, skirt, skirt on the water, right?
That's right, man. That's him. And I'm sorry, Sunskirt or Sunskirt?
Sunskirt.
Yeah, I think it's Sunskirt. But guess what? So his title is the Pond Skater Pokemon.
Okay, that's cool.
Like, that's creative as fuck.
Yeah, because like I said, he skates on the water. He skirts on the water.
Yeah, he does skirt. That's the sound he makes. Yeah. He doesn't say Sunskirt. He says skirt, skirt every time, you know?
Dude, if he does.
That'd be so funny.
That'd be amazing. You got to go
look
that up later.
We should watch the Johto episodes and see what sound he makes.
Seriously.
If not, we can dub it over the skirt, skirt sound.
Always.
Like some rapper's voiceover.
All right, I opened some new menu here on Twitch, and I don't know what I did. I'm like, what is happening right now? I'm learning it, though. I'm figuring it out. Mm-hmm. Anyways, okay. Oh, okay, that's cool. This is back. So for anybody that doesn't know, that's been streaming on Twitch, apparently the Who's Hosting You menu is back, which is interesting because they took it away for some reason like a year ago, and it's back now, which is cool.
Yeah.
Which means I might get my name read again on various... other Twitch channels that we host here.
Nice,
anyways.
Nice.
Unfocused. But yeah, that's right. We're live on twitch.tv/clinton28, by the way. And maybe you're watching us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Or Apple Podcasts.
Or we're there too. We're on the podcasts all over the place. We're on Spotify.
I was going to say it, but you beat me to it. Yes, that's the one thing we want you to know.
Yeah, Spotify. That's how we got to start like promoting it now.
For real.
All right.
All right, AJ, how was your Unfocused week?
You know what? I don't know. It was all right. It played some usual Soul, right? We did some Soul Calibur.
Yep.
I don't think we played anything else, huh? Maybe we did some Tekken at some point, possibly.
No. Oh, yeah. You and I played a little Tekken.
Yeah. That's right. Kunimitsu, right? We're checking her out a little bit.
Yeah, trying to see her style.
Checking out the new season two stuff for Soul Calibur.
Yeah,
I think we talked a little bit about that last week too, though.
Yeah, I fucked up. I didn't really look up what was different about Taki till I got there on Sunday, so I didn't get a chance to take advantage of all the things that were new. It's mainly just her possession, like her possession's fast again, like back to like Soul Calibur 2 speed.
Okay, that's cool.
So like you don't have to wait after doing a move to get your possession; it happens like instantly, almost.
That's cool. Yeah. I have a listener. What else did I do? Oh, a lot of 3D printing. That's what I've been doing. That's why I'm like, why haven't I done shit? It's because I've been doing a lot of 3D printing. When it comes to 3D printing, I gotta fucking model shit in a 3D software, and then I gotta change it to a different program so it can set it up for printing, and then I can print it, which can take hours. I printed this little thing, which is Batman's belt buckle. This shit took 2 hours, I think. Maybe an hour and a half, something like that. I printed some other things to help my spindle of filament spin easier so it doesn't get choked up when it's trying to, extrude some shit out. And that print, to print all the pieces of that, took 12 hours. So I just let it go overnight. And then that's kind of scary sometimes, letting it shit go overnight, because stuff could happen.
What do you mean?
Like for some reason, which I need to go disconnect it right now, but my filament has been snapping. Like,
what do you mean? What does that mean?
Sorry. Like, the filament is the plastic stuff that comes out that ends up melting and stuff, right?
Oh.
It's just a long spool of just plastic, right? It snaps. So that means the where it feeds in, it kind of just snaps right there. So then when it starts molding shit, nothing's being forced out.
Oh,
because it can't push anything out because it snapped. It already pushed out what it could. So I've been dealing with that every time. Like I turn a thing off for a few hours or like overnight. I come back the next day and try to print something, and it's like nothing's coming out. So my first print, like the first couple of crosses, are just nothing's coming out. Like, what's happening? So I got to constantly check it every time I start to print something and make sure everything's good.
You see if anybody has that problem, or that's like a common thing?
No, there's lots of issues with 3D printing for sure. Like everyone always recommends, like always, do a quick test. Always watch it for the first few minutes to make sure everything's going good. Always re-level your bed, clean the nozzle when as often as possible and all that shit. So yeah, it's a common thing that it's just the upkeeps of 3D printing is really what it is. But I'm just like learning about it like even more, and I'm like, okay, I always gotta watch out this shit. I can't just go and hit print something and just walk away. I gotta like watch it for like 2 minutes to make sure everything's going good before I can trust it. And I'm kind of worried. The reason I made this 3D printer, like the spool feeder thing to make it more, make it run easier. It actually has bearings that I use on like skateboards and stuff like that in it. It's to help it go smoother, which I got me worried a couple of times because sometimes I heard that thing kind of like make this squeaking sound. I was like, what is happening over there? And it's because that spool is kind of heavy. So it's kind of squeaking along the plastic, just trying to roll in.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm just kind of worried, like, okay, what if it doesn't make it one day, you know?
Right.
So that's kind of the purpose of all that. Anyways, been having fun with that, making new Lego pieces and all that. They kind of failed. I'm just learning now that it's a fault of the design of the Lego now, because I made a new print and it fit perfectly and everything, and then it got kind of stuck in the Lego piece, which normally happens, and I try to pull it out and it snaps. I was like, exactly the same problem I was having with the original pieces,
and
is that they would just snap if you try to pull it out too hard or
push
ironic.
It in.
Yeah, so I'm like, that at this case, that's just a flaw of the design itself. So I was like, maybe I'll just make something
new. A new design?
Yeah, just a brand new design, yeah.
So
I'll dig into that, you know, later on, maybe over the weekend or something like that. Also, I remembered something that I forgot to mention a couple of weeks ago is I watched the Daft Punk music videos.
Oh, the animated one done by the guy who did the Harlock Saga?
Yeah, for Discovery.
Yeah.
I never watched the entire thing before. Carlo was interested in it for some reason. So I'm like, all right, let's start watching it. And we watched the whole thing. That shit's fucking crazy.
Right.
Just the whole storyline. And it's kind of crazy how they can tell you a whole storyline without
words.
Without words. I mean, there's songs in the lyrics, but they don't always go with exactly what's happening in the story. But that shit was pretty cool.
No, wait, so let me see if I got it right. They were alien space pirates. Mm-hmm. They get kidnapped.
They weren't space pirates.
Alien spacers? Space?
No, they were just an alien rock band.
Oh, they were a band.
They were a band on their home planet. And
they got kidnapped.
And they got kidnapped by
Earth.
And
they turned them into humans and mm-hmm. brought them here to do music here.
Also erased their memories as well.
Erased
their memories, gave them new memories, and coated their skin to look human because they were blue originally. And then it was the head of a record company, you know, put forth all that to happen.
Damn.
And then, turn them into rock stars. And then there was someone on Earth who was also from the planet originally who found them, kind of saved them. And I don't know if you want spoilers or not, if you can remember.
Don't spoil it for me. I remember that part. Okay, I'll check it again.
Yeah, because I don't think I ever made it that far.
I don't think I did either. I used to watch the Toonami show of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
And they did an airing of it a few times.
Oh, that's cool.
Around. And I saw almost all of it, but I guess maybe I fell asleep now because I remember them being turned into humans. I remember them playing in Earth, and I was like, what the fuck? This is weird.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what happened after that.
Yeah, no, they threw some crazy shit. And honestly, it could be looked at as how the record companies treat their artists. You can definitely look at it just like that. That's kind of what it, you know, explains
they
in a way.
They take them away from their spacey, artsy world.
Yeah.
They pull them back down to Earth and make it boring. And just kind of
tie them down, and they're almost like slaves at that point. Yeah, it's kind of what it is.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, it's a whole crazy thing, and they make it back to their planet eventually at the end. It definitely has some up and downs for sure, though. Like, you get really attached, like, oh my god, that happened, like, oh no, like, it's kind of sad at some points and exciting at other points. It's crazy. So definitely recommend to go watch it, the Daft Punk Discovery album, animated, their music videos. I'm not sure what the exact word you're looking for, but make sure you watch it in order, though, because it actually goes by, you know, the album's track orders. And what's funny, too, is that the last song, I forgot about the album's, like, track listing, but the last track on that album is called Too Long, and it's literally too long. It's 10 minutes. It's a 10-minute song,
shit.
And there's a 10-minute video to go with it.
I always thought that was the joke about the song.
I think it is, actually.
Okay, because
it's fucking long, yeah.
Yeah, I remember just, like, being way, like, okay, this song can be over now, and
10 minutes.
It's still going.
Yeah. Actually, that last song, too, as a music video, actually does a quick recap of the whole thing, too. So if anyone's just not interested in watching the entire thing, maybe just watch that one video. That would quickly recap it real fast and kind of give you a, you know, ending.
The too long one?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But that's something I did a couple weeks ago that I forgot to talk about.
Okay.
That's about it for the most part.
All right. For my unfocused week, I was going to bring it here, but I don't want to get up and get it anymore. There's a comic book I started reading before we even started doing Unfocused. That's a long-ass time ago. And it's Young Avengers. And that's what kind of got me into reading all the modern Marvel comics and shit and getting into all the stuff that they're now making movies about.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally bought the second part to that Young Avengers book I never read. Sitting in my room right now.
Oh, cool.
I haven't read it yet.
Oh, so you never, like, how many books are there?
Just two.
Okay, cool.
They made more later, but it's different characters, different team.
It's like me with the Darkstalkers. I had number one forever.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's only two.
Yeah, it was really good, and I read number one, and I loved it. And I always meant to read number two, and especially the reason I wanted to read it is because it answers the question after the Avengers disassembled. What happened to the Scarlet Witch?
Mm.
They actually answer it in this book.
So I'm kind of
hyped to finally read it, and it's going to tie together all these years of comics I've been reading, like, to finally answer some questions.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited I got that. I've been playing Splatoon. I was telling AJ, I accidentally got a skip rank. I didn't even know that was a fucking thing. I was, like, playing this one match, and I was destroying everybody. And then the next match, I didn't destroy everybody, but I did pretty good. Like, I feel like I finished the goal myself. Like, at the end, I finished it and everything.
Yeah.
And then my shit went from B to A minus. No B plus.
Skipped B
over
plus.
The whole B plus thing. And I was like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
And at first I was just like, oh, I guess they fucked up or it was a glitch or whatever. And then I went back and I was like, nah, that's weird. I'm gonna Google that shit. And I Googled it and no, that's a thing. It's called skip rank. And
that's
cool. It's only if you do exceedingly well within your meter being filled of one grade. And you don't even have to get the first slot. You can get the bottom slot. And it can be for different things, I found out. It can even be just for getting an absurd amount of kills.
Mm.
And one time, I think I got 22 kills or something. And then, and I was the fourth place. By the way, that really pisses me off when you get fourth place and you have all those fucking kills.
I don't think those placements mean your actual place. And if it does...
It does for one. Two, three, four don't matter. Because 2, 3, 4 get paid out the same experience. First place does get 400 more points of experience. I looked at it.
Interesting. Okay. I think the only way to rank up isn't by kills, though. It's by the objective,
I
believe. Yeah,
exactly. That's my thing. But I'm like, but if you killed 22 motherfuckers, like, you basically made it so that the objective can be done easily now because you killed everybody.
Like, if you're playing tower and you never stand on the tower, but you kill so many bitches, you're going to get fourth place no matter what because you did nothing on the tower.
That's what I'm like. That's kind of bullshit. I feel like if you kill that many, like, if you go over 15... They should, okay, maybe we should put this fool in second place. Like, just so he feels better, you know?
there is some type of, assistance there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I got a skip rank. I was like, oh, shit, nice. I was mad, too, because I got knocked back down from A- to B average. I was so pissed. And I fucking fought with the vengeance, and I killed all those motherfuckers. And then I went right back up. So
that's
nice.
Cool.
Other stuff. Comic.
I want to go skip rank shit now, though.
Dude, we should play more. I want to play more.
Hey, yo, we're putting out a thing for looking out for a fourth player. Playing Splatoon, joining T, me, and Wags.
Right, please, we're waiting for a fourth player. Together we can rule this empire, bro. I'm telling you guys. Like, hit us up. One time I was playing, one of the times I got the points, the last time, We were passing the fucking football.
Oh, yeah?
There were three of us.
Dude, I've always wanted to do that.
We did it, bro. We were going, and we threw it. I threw it to the one guy ahead of me.
That's cool.
And the other guy jumped up and got it, and then we kept going. And then we met a wall of enemies, and one guy kept going past it, and the guy who had it couldn't get it.
Uh-huh.
So he just fucking threw it. And the
That's
other guy
sick.
It hit the ground, though. Uh-huh. We didn't get to catch it that time.
Oh, okay.
But it hit the ground. The other guy ran up and grabbed it and fucking ran and hit it in the goal. We're
That's
like,
sick.
Oh, shit. We passed it.
I've always wanted to do that, and I've always tried it myself, too. Because, like, I'll grab that ball sometimes, and I'm like, I'm not getting anywhere. I'm getting stuck. I see people coming at me.
I'm
going to throw it at someone. I see someone, like, I'm going to throw it to you, and I throw it to them. And sometimes they throw it back, or, like, they don't know, like, they don't even, like, bother to pick it up sometimes. I don't get it to them exactly.
Yeah.
It's, like, fucking weird. I was like, man, no one's ever, like, passed it to me either. Like, I'll be, like, in a spot, like, yo, pass it here. I'm like, okay, at least I have clams, something, you know? And then they end up dying before they even, like, do anything with it, and then we can't get it back. Yeah.
I've never had anyone actually respond to me and do anything with it. Like,
That's cool.
I actually throw it so I get off the radar.
That too, yeah. Like, I try that once in a while.
I don't want to be on the radar because, like, I like to kill people, and you cannot kill people if you're the one with the ball, or not very easily, you know?
Yeah, like, you're usually restricted when you're, like, especially like the Rainmaker, you're definitely, like, you abandon your weapon and your specials and all that.
Yeah.
With the ball, I don't think you're that much.
No, it's just that you're.
Maybe
that
you
everyone
get
can
slower.
See.
Oh yeah, you're most more.
Yeah,
you're
not
a target.
Yeah, and I don't want to be a target. So yeah, I like to throw it. Sometimes I'll throw it towards people or at people, and you know, no response. But this time, somebody got it, and they threw it to someone else. I was like, oh shit, we're fucking doing a pass.
That's crazy.
And the enemy could not fucking get us. Like. There's shots keep going to one person and then swaying to the other
that
person.
That triangle offense, dude. Man, you'd be fucking watching that Last Dance. I just finished watching that last week, too.
Yeah, hey, man, triangle offense. That's right. That's right. That's right, man. Triangle offense. That's what we were doing on accident.
That Phil Jackson.
But imagine if we were on the phone or if we were, like, talking to each other on a speaker, we could do some wild shit, dude. Yeah. Anyway, okay, that's enough about Splatoon.
It's not.
It's never.
There's more tonight. Just yes, saying.
I'm down. I'm down.
No, no, as far as news goes.
Oh, shit. Okay, okay. Am I ready for this? Other things. I feel like there's a couple other things. Oh, I finished the show on Netflix, Haunting of Bly Manor. That was really good. Not as scary as the last season, but still really, really good. And then otherwise, I rewatched the last episode of One Punch Man because I want to finally watch season two. Mm. I know it's not as good, or I have heard people not talk as greatly about season one as season two, but I don't care. I want to watch it. Because that last episode was so sick. And, yeah. That's about it. That being said, don't forget we're on a lot of things now. We're also on Stitcher. You can also go straight to, collision28.com. You get right. All of our stuff there.
Instagram, @unfocusedpodcast. Twitter, @unfocus28.
Or email us. Email. unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com if you have things you want us to talk about or
join the Discord. Discord, collision28.com/discord to join the Collision28 Discord. That's another thing I did too. And then, so I'm about to talk about Kay jumped in too. Played a lot of Among Us with Steven and Kay and then a lot of those guys over there. And that was some fun stuff too. I think I recorded some of those matches too. So I forgot that I did that. So I might go ahead and maybe put that up on YouTube for kicks. I did that with my family too, my siblings, when I was playing with them a couple weeks ago. I actually put some of those videos up on YouTube. But it was more like a private one though, so just to show them. Because there's no talking in it, so I think it'd be boring to any viewers who go and watch it because there's no vocals because we can only type to each other. We couldn't get it on Discord or something like that. But anyways.
Yeah, PWG Steam. He says that Bly Manor was nowhere near as good as Hill House. You know, I don't know if I would quite say that. It definitely wasn't as scary, which that's actually what I was looking for. It was scary. And so in that regard, yeah, I'll say it wasn't as good. But story-wise, I found myself wanting to watch the episodes of Bly Manor more. Hill House, when it was first starting, I was like, I'll watch one episode a day. And then it got real good at some point, and then you start marathoning. Mm. But with Bly Manor, like I was, or even from episode one, I was like, "Well, what the fuck's going on here?" You know. So I felt like the story was technically better, but that's just me. That's just my opinion of Bly Manor. Both available on Netflix, guys. Hill House and Bly Manor. They're season one and season two of each other. Same actors, unrelated, totally different story.
Mm.
Isn't that crazy?
That is weird.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be weird too when I heard about that. For season two that it was going to have the same actors. Mm. But man, I didn't even notice who they were half the time, dude. Only one or two people where I was like, oh, that's the brother from last season, you know? But like most of them, I didn't even notice, bro. It was weird. Like they did a good job. Like they did a really good job at it. But that brings us to the main part of the show.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah!
The news.
What?
AJ.
I think I want to make a power morpher. That'd be cool, right?
That's what that first reminded me of when you handed it to me. I thought that's what it was going to be.
All right, me first?
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
You mentioned this a couple weeks ago, I think, how they're doing the Bob Ross themed Magic the Gathering cards.
Yeah.
So I think they're taking this into their digital game version now, too, because you can play online and shit like that. So you can play it digitally. So Magic the Gathering Arena, they usually do free code drops where like they'll give you a code and you'll get some cards out of it, you know, digitally. So they're doing this for the Bob Ross Magic Arena land codes. So these are good until December 14th. So if you're playing online, you want to take these codes in so you can get these cards. And I have the codes right here, which you can probably find somewhere else as well. But Delightful Metal, all one word, will get you the Plains card. Island Wilderness will get you the Island card. Happy Swamp will get you the Swamp. Move Mountains will get you the Mountains. And Tree Friend will get you the Forest. So if you want to grab those on your digital Magic the Gathering Arena, use those codes, get them, and they're only good until December 14th.
All right. Bob Ross, Magic the Gathering.
Man, for those of you who don't know, this is Bob Ross and his paintings as a picture on the card to represent these like these field cards. I think is what it is, right?
Yeah. For example, they have like planes. Yeah. And that's where you get your mana from.
And that's Delightful Meadows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's pretty creative that they did that. I like that. Other news, yo, AJ, Funimation bought Crunchyroll.
That's crazy because we're like speculating. Wasn't like Sony on the verge of buying Crunchyroll or something a couple weeks ago?
They put it forward an offer, but that was probably because this shit was going on. Sony was like, wait a minute, let us get it. And it didn't work out. Or Funimation overbid Sony. Whichever it was.
Yeah. But which, I don't know, like Funimation buying Crunchyroll sounds like, I don't know, like a snake eating its own tail.
That's pretty funny.
And in some weird way, that's what I think.
Wow, like, that's pretty interesting. I like how you put that. Other things, well, you know, they bought them for $1.175 billion.
Shit.
$1.175 billion. That's a lot of money.
That's
man.
Pretty crazy. I bet it'd be worth it, Funimation.
Well, I mean, Funimation should let Crunchyroll make their app because Funimation's app sucked when I had it.
Well, that's like usually the idea behind like a thing like that is that you want to use their assets, what they had, to better yourselves. That's what Disney did. Disney bought like Major League Baseball's like streaming service.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they did.
And that became Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. And also, to answer the question of one of our chatters, Cuckoos asks, will Crunchyroll's animes be removed from HBO Max? Not right away. There's a contract going with HBO Max right now. I don't know for how long. That's the question. But eventually, I would imagine that they would want to pull that because it's a new contract going on. Or that they probably are obligated to pull it. So I'm going to say yes. The question, Cuckoos, is when. That I don't know.
Yeah, well, how long is that contract for? Yeah, because usually when there's a contract involved and then a company does get bought out, usually that contract stays in play unless there's some clause in the contract that says otherwise.
Yeah, you know,
who knows if that's a thing too, actually. So, I mean, maybe there's no clause about that saying that this needs to continue even when the company is dead.
You know, I'm glad Cuckoos brought that up. I'm going to make a note of that, and I'm going to look into it.
But that'd be interesting too, that like what goes on with that. And I mean, since now Funimation has everything, I feel like, I'm not sure what's on Crunchyroll, how much anime exists there.
Bro, they have a lot.
I know
dude.
They have a lot.
Way more than the Funimation.
Did they have Funimation stuff on there too? Or did Funimation take that shit off when they started their own app?
They have some things that Funimation has, but if Funimation has the dub, then Crunchyroll has the sub and vice versa.
Oh, wow, that's stupid.
Yeah, dude, it's very frustrating, dude. Very frustrating.
But now they
That's why it's kind of good that they are one now, because you can probably get a lot more animes with dual languages a lot easier now, because that shit was very annoying.
Yeah. But I guess we'll see what happens with that. I don't know either.
Yeah. All right, AJ?
This is just a quick little update. Scorpina is now out. She came out today or yesterday, I think.
The figure?
Not the figure. The Power Rangers Battle for the Grid game.
Oh, okay.
I know a couple of weeks ago I brought it up. I downloaded it today. I actually bought the season pass, I believe. Yeah, to get her.
Oh, shit.
Along with whatever other Rangers I was missing, characters I was missing from the game. And I was going to like try her out today, but I just ran out of time. But she's out, and maybe next week I'll have an update with like maybe how she plays or whatever, because I don't know. The trailer that we got last time we talked about it, there wasn't really any gameplay at all. It was just her coming in, posing real quick, and that was it. Look out for that next week, I suppose.
Okay. General Mills, you might have heard of them. Little brand making cereal sometimes, right?
Yeah.
They've come out with 16 limited edition cereals. Some of which sound pretty damn good. One is chocolate strawberry Cheerios.
Hmm.
Another one, churro cinnamon toast crunch. Chocolate toast crunch. You know,
ooh.
Last year, like Dunkaroos cereal.
Yo, Dunkaroos.
Oh, by the way, I've been seeing those in the stores lately.
No way,
bro! At the Food for Less, right here, they have Dunkaroos.
Oh now. Shit!
Yeah, they came. Remember I told you?
I forgot about those.
I made an article maybe like 2 months ago that they were gonna come back. They're back now.
That's great. So Dunkaroos were like the little cup, and it's like almost like, dude, what does this set still exist? Oh, what were those called?
But now Dunkaroos cereal.
Oh no! Okay, yes, yeah, it was like you had the little cup with the little frosting, and then the cookies in the other
Dunkaroos.
Part. Yeah, okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, they're back.
But there's a cereal now, and those are back too. That's crazy.
Golden Grahams S'mores remix, you know, all kinds of crazy shit. What? But the most interesting thing is Pokemon cereal.
What? Oh shit!
If you look in the top right corner, or like the right corner-ish.
Oh, there's a Sesame Street one too.
And there's an Elmo. There's two types of Sesame cereal.
Elmo
Sesame
and what's her name? New Chick.
Yeah, New Chick. That's what I call her. But yeah, yeah. There's a Sesame Street cereal and there's a Pokemon cereal. So if you're a real nerd or a collector, or you're just a fan of Pokemon and you want to have it just to support it, you know, it's a thing.
I was like, how'd they get that? But then I remember, like, there was a Mario cereal, like, not too long ago, too.
Yeah, I think they have some kind of agreement with Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you can, and like I said, these are limited edition. These are not going to last. But they're happening right now, so if you see them. I've already saw, what did I see in the store? The churro thing. And I saw, I think that's the only thing I saw.
The Pokemon ones, like from this blurry picture here, looks like it's like a Trix type of thing.
But there is marshmallows and they're little Pikachu heads. Little yellow Pikachu heads.
Okay.
Which is not switching it up morbid there. At all. yeah, so keep an eye out for those guys. Yeah, new cereals on the way.
That's cool. You know, speaking of cereals too, it's not part of my news, but something I heard about today.
What's that?
That there's a game coming out soon. We might be getting like a beta or some sort next year. But the game is called Serial Killers. Now, funny. Based off that name, what do you think this game is like? What type of game do you think it is?
You're trying to hunt down Tony the Tiger and the Trix Rabbit and Count Chocula and murder them all and take their heads?
You're like half right there.
Wow, I got halfway there with that, huh?
It's a fighting game.
Shut the fuck up. No.
With the characters. However, though, because this is not in, collaboration with Kellogg's.
They're Kagebunshins?
Yes, they are. They're all, like, parody versions of it.
Weak.
So I think, like, Tony the Tiger, I think his name is, like, Terra T or something like that. What was the other one I heard? Toucan.
That's hilarious. Terra T?
Toucan Slam is another character. I can't remember the other names. Make Lucky or something like that. I think it was Lucky Charms.
Yo,
or, yeah.
Toucan Slam. Yeah. That's fucking hilarious. I love it.
So this is a game that's been worked on for like a couple of years now. And on one of the podcasts I listened to, they're talking to one of the artists behind it, talking about it. And yeah, it's going to have like that Marvel versus Capcom feel, because that's what they're kind of, you know, basing it off of. And it's all pixel art, too. So it's going to look kind of old school in that manner, too.
One of our viewers on your K is saying, they should add the fast food mascots,
too. That'd be crazy.
They ain't ready for the king.
Right?
Nobody's ready
Ronald
for the
McDonald,
king.
Ronald McDonald, yeah.
Man, those king commercials were the scariest fucking commercials I ever seen on TV. You ever seen those king commercials?
Yeah, back in the day.
Dude, those are fucking scary
some
and hilarious.
Some of them were, yeah.
Because he's just like, somebody had McDonald's, he just like knocks it out of your hand and stares at you or something. I was like, that's fucking creepy as fuck.
That is fucking creepy. Taiji says we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Maybe not a couple of weeks ago. I feel like we did bring it up maybe like a year ago or months ago, but not weeks ago because I kind of forgot about that. It was a thing. I know. But yeah, I was going to say something else about it. Oh, yeah. So also they're saying, too, that because they were also asked, the creators, like, are you guys concerned about Kellogg's or General Mills coming through and, you know, maybe having a lawsuit or something like that? They're like, we thought about that and there's a backup plan. So if it does get to that point, we have backup characters and a different name setting and all that that we can still kind of use.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, so just in case it happens. But so far, they're looking like they're good on just claiming it's parody, which because everything just looks different. The names are, like, odd and everything. So, but I'm looking forward to that.
I don't know if you remember that one gif of Ronald McDonald getting shot.
That's exactly what I was thinking of when you were talking about it. I was about to bring it up, too.
Window rolling up as the king.
I've always wondered, like, where that gif come from? But all it was is a gif of, like, a limo pulling up to Ronald McDonald. He looks all happy, like, hey! And the window rolls down, and it's the king with the gun he shoots.
No, remember, first it's just the gun. It
shoots was it just the gun?
And
first?
Then they show the window roll up, and it's the king. And yeah. You're like, wow!
This is fucking hilarious. Yeah, I want to find that gif again someday.
Well, I'll look for that after the show.
Anyways, moving on. Is it my turn?
Yeah, I think it's your turn.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah, it's back.
So yeah, we talked about this definitely a couple weeks ago. Where there was the creator is coming back saying like, yeah, he's been in talks with Ubisoft, I believe, talking about bringing this game back, licensing issues and all that. And looks like they finally agreed on a date and everything. And they were aiming for like holiday 2020 or something like that. Last I heard, they couldn't get it that soon. But it's coming out January 14th, 2021. So next year, right alongside WandaVision.
Oh yeah, that's right. And it's gonna still be bitter about that.
And it's gonna be launching on all platforms.
That's cool.
Which I'm assuming means Switch and PlayStation and Xbox and Steam.
Yeah, I know for sure I saw Switch and PlayStation were confirmed. I'm sure the other ones are going to be involved.
Which PlayStation, which Xbox? I have no clue.
Oh, solid question. Didn't think about that.
So I guess we'll find out. But, I mean, the way things are now, I'm assuming that if it's downloadable on either of those systems, then you should be able to download it on the newer one. Mm-hmm. It's kind of how things look to be going so far.
All right.
But, yeah, look out for that. I'm kind of excited to play that again because I've never played, like, a full game, you know, long enough in that game before, so... I'll be down to actually buy it and enjoy it.
Okay. So about a year or two ago, there was this guy named the Lazy Assassin. He's this Indian YouTuber, and he had leaked that they were rebooting that they were gonna remake Prince of Persia: The Sands of Time. Hmm. And he was right. They remade it and everything, and it came out for the last Xbox game, Xbox console. The same guy is claiming there is a Prince of Persia reboot in the works happening right now. And
I feel like I've heard that before, too, though.
Yeah, people are saying it's rumor. But yeah. So apparently there's word going around, if you heard that before, too. He says it's going to drop either late 2022 or early 2023. He's like, but it's being developed right now. There is nothing we can find that confirms this, but this guy was right about the last thing, and he called that before, too. Oh, you didn't use it.
Yeah. In case you guys wanted to know real quick, look at that.
Scott Pilgrim!
Yeah, all right, okay. I didn't use the picture, though.
Yeah, but, yeah, this guy... So we'll have to see if this guy's right. There's also... Yeah, Tai Chi brings up the Game Awards are tomorrow. Like, we're going to probably watch that, me and Tai Chi.
Yeah, true.
So who knows? Maybe they'll bring some up about that then.
Maybe.
Keep an eye out for a new reboot of Prince of Persia. If that's true, this Lazy Assassin is totally correct. You guys should follow him on YouTube and see if he knows what he's talking about as far as other games go. But he seems to know what the fuck he's talking about with Prince of Persia.
Yeah, I feel like... Is that Ubisoft? Because I feel like Ubisoft like usually gets a lot of weird leaks that are usually true.
Their security must suck ass.
Like that's him. Huh? Yeah.
It's him every time. Like, just him.
It might be. I don't know. Because everyone has that one name that is like, you always know, okay, he's an insider dude that we're looking out for.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So maybe it's him. I don't know.
AJ?
Oh, I lost it. Okay, Fortnite. Their last season, I guess season 4, just ended, and it happened to be an epic Galactus event. It was a big battle against Galactus. I don't remember when the Marvel thing came into play. I know it's been there, but I didn't know it was part of the season. I know Thanos was a thing when Endgame was coming out, I think, or was it before Endgame? But this time, there was a Galactus event. So you're fighting Galactus. He came through. You just saw him like in the horizon, just coming closer and closer. And fucking swings at you, and he fucking knocks down the helicarrier. And then Iron Man comes through. He's like, yo, man, I got this plan. We're going to warp him out of here. Apparently Iron Man can fuck with reality. I'm not sure.
What?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I kind of messed with you guys' reality a little bit. So something happened, and all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I made all these buses. You know the bus? I'm not sure if you played Fortnite, but you start out the game in a bus, and then you jump out of the bus, and that's how you start the game. Every game is started off is you jump out of a bus so you can pick where you want to land on the map, and then you start fucking killing bitches from there, right?
What the fuck?
So, yeah, he ended up modding these buses to be bombs. So you're driving around a bomb bus, and it became like a fucking shooter, like a flying air shooter game, which Fortnite is not that. Fortnite's a shooter game, FPS,
so, like,
right?
So, like, switched it up hardcore when they did that.
Yeah, so, like, this whole new mechanic in there. And you're pretty much just flying toward Galactus, and the whole point was to, like, all right, like, make him eat the bus. He has drones, so now you have lasers, so you can shoot these drones that he's sending at us.
That's dope. That's pretty
so
cool.
So you're just flying toward him, he's swinging at you, sending out these drones at you. Thor comes through real quick and helps you out. Wolverine's there, too, for a sec as well. And then you feed him the bus, he eats it, and then the bus has some other mechanics that Iron Man put in there that are also warping back to wherever he came from. That's his quote. And then the game ends, everything goes to black, and your character wakes up, and that's kind of it. So does it mean that he woke up because the whole thing was a dream, or did he wake up because your reality was brought back to normal? Yeah,
I think that's the paradox. Right?
Yeah,
that's
not sure what happened there at the end.
That's how those time things get solved. Is like,
right? you wake up, right?
And you'll never be able to say whether it was right or wrong.
Yeah, and then it ended with to be continued, and then it was a countdown for season 5. And when I watched the video, whoever recorded it was like 8 hours like left, and then season 5 came out. And for season 5, they apparently announced The Mandalorian. and the child are going to join the game. So there must be some type of skin you'll be able to use. So maybe this next season has something to do with Star Wars. I don't know. I guess we'll find out at some point. And along to go with that, to celebrate this launch of the new season for Fortnite, from now until December 31st, 2020, you can get 2 months of Disney Plus from Epic Games when you make a purchase for any with real money for their in-game currency.
Interesting.
I'm not sure. I don't know if there's a price. Like maybe there's a minimum amount you must buy. I didn't see that here, but if you purchase any money for the game, I think it's a V-Bucks is what they call it, then you'll get 2 months free of Disney Plus, which is pretty cool if you don't have Disney Plus already.
However, they can keep you on.
Yeah.
All right. In other interesting news, you know, we're a big fans of hip-hop here at Unfocus, and, you know, one of the major aspects of hip-hop is breakdancing.
Right? That's one of the four elements.
Right? And so that's why I had to bring up this honor that was given in the past couple days. That specifically known as breaking will be added to the 2024 Olympic Summer Games.
What?
They're going to break out the cardboard every summer for the next four years.
Dude, if they actually bring out cardboard, dude.
Yo, hey! Dude, the mat's made out of cardboard. Like, it's a fashion mat, but it is made out of cardboard. Yeah. Like, that'd be fucking hilarious.
Today's cardboard brought to you by UPS.
Yeah, right, UPS. That'd be fucking hilarious.
Amazon donated some of their cardboard today.
Yeah.
For the finals.
France had the honor of announcing that, you know, alongside the modern summer games, surfing, skateboarding, and rock climbing, they will be adding breaking.
That's crazy. Damn, like, who do you think will win this shit, though? Because, like breakdancing kind of originated here, I guess you can say, right?
I mean, hip-hop started out in the park, man.
Right, right.
I feel like Cool Mo D's going to just show up and fuck this whole thing up. Like,
what the fuck?
The old school shit. Like.
I was about to say, yeah, this started out in L.A. That's not true. But it started in America.
America.
But then you have, I'm thinking, Capoeira, where'd that come from? And that's almost like breakdancing, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that came from South America, right?
Yeah.
Or was it Africa? One of the two. I think either South America or Africa.
I think it's South America. It's Brazilian, right? Yeah, okay, it's Brazilian, yes. So South America. I heard the story behind that was that a group of people were like captive, and they're like slaves or something like that. And when they get their outdoors time, you know, to hang out, whatever,
they weren't allowed to fight.
They weren't allowed to like practice any type of martial arts, anything that could rebel against them. But they were allowed to dance. So, you know, they looked like they're dancing, right? So the guards like, they're good. They're just dancing, whatever. Turns out they're like actually secretly working on a fighting style that looks like dancing.
Yeah,
that's kind of where that came from, right?
Low-key training and
right?
shit.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy. Anyways, so maybe that, or as far as who might win this, you know, if it's not America, dude, freaking some of those Asian groups, like Korean dancers or whatever, those pop stars, you know, they get so crazy with their dancing, you know? So
yeah, those I'm kind Korean of afraid of that, too. No joke. France has a big fucking b-boy scene, too. Like, I think that's probably why they were, like, the ones to announce it, so... Yeah,
that's
man.
Interesting. Cuckoo says there's a Ukrainian martial art that looks like dancing as well. Ooh.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's going down.
So that sounds crazy.
But you know what, man? It could also end up being the basketball of the Olympics, where every year, nobody's ever fucking with America. Like, you know what I mean? Like, doesn't matter what international team they have. You know, they give us a little run here and there, but
right.
No one ever fucks with the all-star American team.
Like, ever since the Dream Team, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fucking hard to beat. So I don't know. Yeah, maybe it'll be nice.
We'll see. Yeah, that sounds crazy. I can't wait to see that. Like, I don't watch the Olympics, but I'll definitely watch for that shit.
Hell yeah, me too, for real.
Just to see, like, what are people doing these days?
Yeah, right. So Marvel has announced that they will be making an Alien comic book, Alien horror comic.
Oh.
So for anyone that understands what's been happening, they I have don't. The rights of a. 20th Century Fox now because of the whole merger.
Oh,
yeah. So Marvel. So these are things that we didn't think were going to happen with Disney buying Fox. Is these little subgroups from either company coming together?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is not the comic, but I just thought that it was funny that they do have a Marvel comic. And this it's
with
funny.
Alien.
This comic was just happened in the past couple years.
Goose.
Because Marvel's now allowed to use Alien and shit like that. So, but yeah, this isn't the cover of the actual Alien issue number one. I just thought that was cool that this is happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, Alien number one will be coming out very soon. It's written by Philip Kennedy and drawn by Salvador La Roga, I believe is the name. And basically, this is going to just give them a whole fresh new take. I don't know if this is going to connect to the movies in any way. They haven't really said, but it's going to be basically a side story for aliens and xenomorphs and how they're made and shit like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I was, again, more crossovers than I expected with this whole Disney-Fox merger. You know, what's next? The Simpsons and Star Wars? I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
That'd be... They could do that.
They could... Wow, they could actually do that.
They could actually do that shit. Like, what was it? Oh, I was thinking of Robot Chicken did a whole special where it was all, like, Star Wars
shit.
That
was pretty funny, too.
Yeah, but they could probably do something similar with The Simpsons where they just get transported to space and... You know, come across all these Star Wars things. Like, they've done specials like that before, right?
Yeah, they have had some of the Star Wars characters show up in Simpsons. And
but
stuff
like, I'm pretty sure they've done whole episodes focus on, you know, or am I thinking? I'm probably thinking of Family Guy, if anything.
Family Guy does it more, but Simpsons has shit like that sometimes too.
Like, they do copy each other, right? So yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They do. They copy the fuck out of each other. So yeah,
that's crazy.
So the synopsis of that comic book provided by Marvel was. The new story will feature a Weyland-Yutani mercenary. Weyland-Yutani is the company that keeps trying to get the fucking aliens. a mercenary named Gabriel Cruz as he battles a deadly new breed of xenomorphs with the survival of his child hanging in the balance. No stranger to infusing horror with the classic Marvel storytelling, Philip Kennedy Johnson will be writing this. That's the guy I was telling you guys about, Philip Kennedy. But yeah, so I guess it's about some random mercenary trying to fucking survive... Getting the xenomorphs for that company that keeps fucking everyone over. Huh. So, yeah, I look forward to that.
Think it'd be like a miniseries?
Yeah, I think it's a miniseries.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably six issues.
Right. All right.
All right. Keep an eye out for Marvel's Aliens. AJ?
Warner Brothers going to be putting out all their 2021 movies on HBO Max.
Oh, didn't we talk about that last week?
I don't think we talked about that last week. That came
we
out
not
like.
Talk about
that thing, that news came out Thursday, last Thursday.
Oh shit! We didn't get to talk
no,
about
we didn't
it.
Talk about
oh
it, no.
Shit! Wow! I'm so glad you brought it up.
Like, did we talk about Wonder Woman coming out on the 25th yet on HBO Max?
I think no, that we did. I mean, we didn't talk about any of it because we didn't talk about.
No, was that part of last week's announcement?
Oh, you know what? They announced Wonder Woman thing before they made the big announcement.
Yeah,
so yeah, maybe we did talk about
maybe
Wonder
we
Woman.
Did. I don't remember, but that's a thing coming out on Christmas Day, December 25th.
Yeah, and that's all part of this whole initiative of HBO Max releasing all of their major 2021 movies.
Oh, Warner Brothers releasing all the
Sorry, Warner Brothers, but it's going to be on HBO Max.
But it's going to be on HBO Max, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to, as AJ said, they're going to release all of their 2021 things in congruency with their movie theater releases. Mm-hmm. So it's going to come out in theaters. Yeah, so it will come out in the movie theaters, but it will also be available at your home for streaming.
Yeah. Do we know how they're going to do that? It's like a special fee you got to pay for,
nope,
per
it's
movie?
Free.
Also, if you have the service.
If you have HBO Max, you can watch them.
Oh, shit. That's broken, dude.
Yeah. And this is Tai Chi. Got to the point a little bit faster than I could. It's pissed a lot of people off. Because
it's movie theaters off.
It's also pissed off Disney Plus and all these guys because everyone.
Disney Plus, dude. Why is Disney Plus upset?
Because now everyone has to make a decision.
Oh, true.
Everyone
has to. Okay,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, this fucked the whole thing up, bro. This is the equivalent to Yusuke fucking becoming the king and being like, no more kings. We're going to have a tournament.
Yeah, right.
That's what HBO Max just did right now. And you know, some people are feeling a certain way about it. Some people are hyped and some people are fucking pissed, you know?
Yeah. I think Disney is supposed to have some type of like call with their investors or some shit pretty soon in a couple of days. And
already
so
happened.
It's already happened.
They all happen.
Tomorrow, says Tai Chi.
No, well, they're having a Disney meeting. That's separate, yeah. But they already had an emergency board meeting the day after HBO.
Oh, not that. No, there's just this meeting that was supposed to happen talking about financial shit where they're supposed to announce shit like
that.
Oh,
yeah, that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, and then out of that, we might get some information about what they plan to do, their investor meeting, yeah.
Yeah, there's also rumors we might hear about it
possible,
in the video game awards for some things as well.
Oh, that
maybe
too, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll talk about the other thing.
But yeah, so that's kind of crazy. So like I was looking at the list. So, Dune is one of them, right?
Yeah. Which I'm
what
hyped about, but other people are not.
Kong versus Godzilla.
Yep. Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. Yeah. There's a couple other, like a list of things. And and also too, someone was mentioning, I think it was in our group chat with everybody, how, like, how many movies we're getting next year from Marvel. This is off the topic of Warner Brothers, but like, Marvel has a shitload of movies to push out. So we're going to get like I don't know, like 6 movies next year too, could all be coming through Disney Plus, seeing how, like, you know, Warner Brothers is pushing this initiative here. Also, to go back to that too, the reason why people are speculating why Warner Brothers is doing this too, not only because they have a lot of movies that they just can't hold on to forever, because then they're gonna, like, you know, compete with themselves at some point, right, of all the movies they have. Mm-hmm. But also, AT&T owns Warner Brothers, I think HBO Max, they're their main head parent company. Yep. And business-wise, they're not doing too well.
Yeah, a lot of people were talking about that, too, that HBO Max is actually doing numbers closer to CBS All Access, which isn't that good.
So this is a way to kind of push that service, too, and hopefully get, you know, the company overall more money. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what people are saying, that this is why they're trying to do this.
Tight T-Brat, we forgot. Matrix 4.
Matrix 4 is another one.
And, you know, everyone says this is also very properly timed. Because Disney Plus, you know, I don't know if you guys know, but Disney Plus, is, even though they are doing really good compared to everyone else, their numbers have been slowly dwindling.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone assumes that that's why WandaVision, why their release date got pushed. Because they wanted it to be as spread out for Mandalorian as possible. That way people had to stay on the service for a longer time.
Mm.
And that's why this is a good move, because this actually might pull some people away from Disney Plus if they're trying to decide between the two.
Unless Disney Plus does something very similar, because
they might.
And then Taichi just put the list in chat for the movies that are kind of backed up and are also supposed to be coming out in 2021. Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternals.
These are only Marvel
movies. Sony's stuff, Spider-Man 3, Mobius, Venom 2, all scheduled for 2021 now.
Yeah.
That's a lot of movies. And so, like, again, like, they don't want to, like, hold off forever until theaters are good again. And even when when this whole pandemic is done, people may still be afraid of going to theaters. That's still a thing that they have to consider.
And also, people may still be, companies may still be doing limited capacity.
Yeah, just to, you know, ensure people are still safe. And now, because who knows how long it's going to take for people to get vaccinated and shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. So that's still a thing that these companies need to consider. So in order to, I guess, max out their profits, you might have to do streaming, and theaters are not happy with this. So, and this can just destroy theaters in general. There's a lot of things that's going on with this whole thing right now, too. A lot of similar things that we talked about when Universal put out their Trolls movie. So a lot of those conversations are coming back up again, only with full force, because there's like many movies coming out.
Yep.
But anyways, yeah, I guess we'll see what happens with that.
In a related story, apparently Legendary Pictures is considering suing the shit out of WB because of this.
Legendary?
Yeah, Legendary are the people that made Dune, and what's the other one? They made 2 or 3 of these movies that are on the release list.
Oh, okay.
And apparently they're not happy about this whole thing.
I would think they would be happy. It's like, hey, your movie's finally going to come out. You can finally make money off of it.
No, they wanted to make the theater money, which would have been more, is the whole thing. You know, because those companies technically aren't making money off the streaming. They're making money off what's being paid. And I think they have to pay them extra money for putting it on
Godzilla vs. Kong's the other one's Legendary. That makes sense.
Yeah, you said that. Okay. That's either Legendary one. Okay. Yeah, and so yeah, I heard that they're thinking about suing them over those movies, which could be interesting. Might happen. Very weird.
That's weird.
Whole thing is weird.
Yeah.
You know,
times are changing.
Times are definitely changing. You better get with the times or the program.
I've also heard too, with this whole thing with theaters not being open right now, that home theater setups have kind of gone up in price, or not price, but up in not price, but up in sales.
People have actually
been going out and actually purchasing, like, you know, good speakers and all that stuff.
It makes sense. I mean, shit, why not? Like, you need something, right?
Other news?
Yo, this isn't really news. It's just funny. Did you hear about the guy who ordered a PlayStation 5 and got a fucking brick?
Yo, that's the same shit that happened with the PSP a while back.
Really?
Yeah, someone returned a PSP, and they put it just back on shelves, and someone bought it, and it was a brick inside of it. It was like at a Walmart or something like that. I think we talked about it on Unfocus back in the day.
Damn, bro.
Damn, this is like, is this a callback to that?
It might be the same motherfucker.
Imagine.
Dude, this happened in Utah. Guy bought it on eBay, got a brick.
That's funny.
More specifically, a cinder block. So the guy might have fucking stepped his game up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like, fuck bricks, and that's old school. Let's move it up.
Also, the PSP's a little smaller, so brick would make sense for that, as a cinder block would make sense for the PS5, which is a little bit bigger,
yeah,
right?
True.
Okay.
Did he break that shit into pieces or something like that? Like, how do you get a cinder block into one of those boxes? I mean, unless the fucking PS5 is that huge.
I don't think
you said it is pretty damn huge. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, pretty damn heavy, it said, too, actually.
Yeah, I was like, that's probably why you wouldn't even know the difference if you picked it up.
Right? Like, oh, this feels right. But yeah. That's funny. Also, I noticed, too, eBay, there's a bunch of, like, PlayStation 5 boxes for sale. Going for, like, $200-$300. Just boxes. And it literally says in the title, box only. Sometimes it also says,
are people
box
getting
only.
It to use it for dupes and shit for fakes?
I don't know why people want to spend $200 for the box.
I can only imagine to fake people out and to fuck with
you
them.
Could probably, like, you know, go down the street and take one out of someone's, you know, trash can or something. People don't really read too, so I think people are like counting on that. I think a while back too, people were like purchasing pictures of like the PS4 or some shit like that.
What?
Because people thought it was the actual system. But if they read the description, it says in there, picture of the system or something like that. Yeah, something stupid. I feel like we talked about that on the Focus back in the day, too.
Yeah, I think
we did.
That sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
Wow, people can't. Don't That's or funny. Can't read, one of the two. I got two pieces of news left. We've been
I got a lot, actually.
All right, you take the helm for
I got like
one,
three man. More, I think, actually. Three or four more here. I guess going back to the four elements of hip-hop, what are they? Breakdancing.
Graffiti. The microphone.
MCing, yeah.
And
DJing.
And DJing, yeah.
Damn. Anyways.
Good shit, AJ. Good shit. That's right. That's right.
So to go back on that, talking about one of the elements, MCing, right? The rapping robot. So what's interesting? Georgia Institute of Technology, someone there, a music technologist there, has been working on this robot that can adapt musically. The robot's name is Shimon?
As in Shimon.
That's what I'm thinking too, actually. That's what I'm thinking.
Funny.
But yeah, this robot is built to compose lyrics and perform it in real time.
Oh, shit. You telling me this robot is a freestyling machine?
They put it up against in a rap battle against a dude named Dash Smith. Apparently, he's a rapper. Never heard of him, though.
This is a freestyling machine.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, it's not that good yet because there's a lot of, you know, programming that has to go into it. It's a lot of neural networking, too, kind of like a machine learning type of thing where it needs to listen, taking what it's hearing, apply it, and make its own lyrics based off of it. So what it could do is that it will listen to you rapping at it, identify key words, and then generate new lyrics based off of those, off of certain custom sets they have with words and all that. And then try to rap it back or like include what you said in some way and then rap it back at you. So it's literally trying to battle. So yeah, that's kind of interesting too. It also has like data sets based off like lyrics from Lil Wayne and Jay-Z and other rappers. And also has some other shit like from Shakespeare and everything too. So it can like take, you know, different styles from different things and lyrics and all that. Yeah, so it may even rap like some Shakespeare stuff to you or something like that. And it also, its comeback will take place like in 7 seconds. So it takes 7 seconds to like listen to what you're saying and then make something before it starts, you know, improvising its own. It also improvises its own gestures. All it is right now though is like this head though with a moving mouth, but it also has eyebrows, so it kind of does that. It has its eyebrows that's wagging around and it kind of bobs its head,
that's,
you know,
creepy.
To how it's rapping, which kind of sounds pretty sick. There's a video of this too if anyone's gonna look it up. Just look up Shimon, spelled S-H-I-M-O-N, rap battle, and you might be able to find this video. It's an older video too, which I don't know why there was an article written about it like recently, but the video is like 6 months old, so I'm not sure how advanced it's gotten in the last like 9 months or so. But yeah, check that out. We may have we'll have battling robots in the future.
Yeah, imagine that's what you watch on TV, like for the sports night. Like, hey, yo, man, my favorite robot, Mixmaster Tron, he's gonna fucking destroy Rapbot. You know, like,
right? He's been coached by Jay-Z the last couple months,
right?
So he should be
he's,
good.
He's been scanning his data all week, dude. Like, he's got this.
Man.
All right, guess another one, AJ.
Oh, my bad. Okay, so usually you bring up shit like this, but I'm bringing it now. I think we actually brought this up a couple of months ago. It's another robot, actually. Talking about more robots. A life-size Gundam in Japan, right?
Yeah.
So I think we talked about them making this a while back. I think it's kind of done now, and it can move. So this is the RX-78F00 Gundam in Japan, over in Yokohama. It's pretty much done at this point, and it can move.
Whoa. No, that's not real, is it?
That's real.
Is that real footage?
That's real footage. This is legit.
It's a Gundam. We talked about this a couple months ago.
Probably months ago, yeah.
That they were doing it, but it's, to me, it's still trippy to imagine it, dude, fucking walking, dude.
Yeah, it can move its hands and shit, close its fists and everything.
But look, he's on a fucking track, though.
Yes, he is, though, yes.
Boo!
So he doesn't literally step forward. He's actually floating in the air a little bit. There's this big machine in the back that kind of, like, pushes. It's like, Rock'em Robots, the punching robot game.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots,
yeah. Because those are not really touching the ground either. That's kind of what this is. And you kind of, it has this thing that's behind it that pushes it forward and shit like that.
But damn, that's still fucking, but it's close that's enough. Impressive as fuck, dude.
Right? And so this is 80 meters tall, which roughly comes out to about 262 feet.
Turning its head. Oh, mm-hmm. Shit. That's fucking
about
wild.
About 26 stories tall, I believe. Roughly 25 tons. It has 26 moving joints. These are like your knees and ankles and elbows and all that. And also 18 knuckle joints, too. So it has some good articulation there in its fingers. It has two different motion animations that it can do, too. And these can be viewed, like, both of them, like, every hour. So, like, I'm guessing every half hour, it'll just kind of repeat itself. Or every hour, it will repeat itself. And this is going to be open to the public on December 18th.
What, people can go visit this thing
already?
Yeah,
so you can actually come through and watch it perform for, like, I don't know, 1 minute.
And you could probably be up here. Oh, shit, he's hovering. Yeah. Oh, he's turning his thrusters on?
It's like he's flying, yeah.
Damn. You could probably even, like, pay money to be in one of these and, like,
that'd be sick if you could, yeah. Actually, look at it right now. Those bars are in front of it right now, so when it starts, those things will actually open up and allow him to walk forward.
Dude, just like Evangelion.
Yeah.
That's fucking creepy. Watch, imagine they start making the Ava on the other side. Like, we gotta shut that shit down.
Yo, not cool. I'm ready for that.
No, bro, not
what?
Cool. You remember how they got Avas, right?
Oh, okay, that's right. I think I said the exact same thing last. I think we had this conversation. I think it just flipped now.
You remember how we got Avas?
But watching this, though, makes me want to buy one of these model kits now. Because, you know, I've done a couple of models for, like, the Power Ranger shit now. But
yeah.
I've seen Gundam 1. I've seen Gundam what? Would you show me? W?
Gundam Wing, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. You know what? People call them drones, AJ, but... Oh, no, you saw G Gundam. The martial arts one with the
G Gundam? Yeah. Shining Finger.
Yeah, G Gundam. That's G Gundam.
Oh, look at the things.
Damn, dude. That's wild. It's too bad you never seen Gundam Wing. Because in Gundam Wing, you know, they all pilot the mobile suits, right?
Okay.
And then they got these ones that somebody makes eventually that can be remote controlled. And they're not called mobile suits, they're called mobile dolls.
Oh, wow.
Right, but we have drones now. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, drones are mobile dolls. Like, we made it. We did what they did on Gundam Wing. Like, no one realizes it, but we did it, dude. Like, that's fucking scary.
It's not as big or impressive, but
it does the job. Like,
yo, speaking of drones, too, I just heard this, too. They made a drone recently that uses some type of moth antenna that can detect smells. They try to replicate these moth antennas. I think it's from a hawk moth. Wait, what the fuck is a hawk moth?
A hawk moth?
That sounds fucking scary as hell, right?
They made this after an animal I've never even knew existed.
But I think they literally used the hawk moth antennae to indicate smell or find smells. And they even did something where they got a smell of something and kind of made a trail with it and even switched it up and had fans and everything. And this drone will actually follow that path of that smell. And they tried to replicate the antenna, but they couldn't get it as accurate. So right now they're just using actual antennas from a moth.
Let me just say I'm so happy that weed is legal now in California. Hey, go on.
Dude, right. that is scary.
Never considered that as a possibility of a threat. Like, that's scary.
Cuckoo said hawk moth looks cool. Giant antenna. But yeah, that's speaking of drones and shit. Anyways, other stories.
Okay. So, King of Fighters.
Mm-hmm. KOF.
KOF.
Oh, I got a picture here.
They got a manga.
All right.
Yeah, man. It's not out yet. Comes out January next year.
Oh, I feel like I talked about this a while back, too, that they're working on this.
January 6th. Now January it has. 6th. If you did, now it has a release date.
All right.
And yeah. It's titled The war to decide Japan's strongest martial artist.
Yes, we did know there was a KOF live action movie. I wanted to see
it. We don't
want
to talk about it.
I want to see it. I want to see how bad it is.
I heard it's better than Tekken, but that's not saying a lot.
Ooh.
And Tekken wasn't very good. Tekken was very
good.
Oh,
is it on your Plex, Steven? Because I'll watch it.
I bet you Tekken's in his Plex, too. Tekken Force, the movie, actually, or whatever it is. Steven,
you probably already have this, but I just added a couple weeks now, but I added Super Mario Brothers to my server because I actually have the movie. No, the movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and Tekken 1 and 2. Cool. What the fuck? What do you mean 2? There was a 2?
What? There's Tekken 2? No, there wasn't a
movie?
Second Tekken movie.
Are you talking about... There's a 2?
Damn!
What the fuck?
There was a live-action Tekken 2?
I think I know this.
No, I don't know this. That's new to me.
I don't think I ever got a chance to see it.
Now I
gotta
know what characters they introduced, because I know everyone who's in Tekken 1. That's why I was like, okay, I'm good. Tekken 2, I want to know who's in it now.
The best thing about those Tekken live-action movies, though, is that the costumes were sick.
Costumes are good. I'll give you that.
Storyline, not so much. The actual actors they chose, maybe not the best sometimes either. But their outfits, though, were awesome. It's called Kazuya's Revenge. Interesting.
Wow. Oh, Kazuya's actually in it now? Okay,
well, no,
cool.
He was in the first one, too.
Wasn't it only Jin? Oh, no, Kazuya was in it. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so what about this manga?
There's going to be a King of Fighters manga. It's written by Kyotaro Azuma. What has he written? I'm going to have to look into what he's written before. But he's a pretty prominent writer. And he's also drawing it. It's gonna come out January 6th, the first book. The King of Fighters is based on the game that came out in 2018 in January. It also has a lot of story connections to King of Fighters 16, 14.
Roman numerals are hard.
I know, that's why I had to slow down. I looked at
Is it XIV? Then it's 14.
XIV. Okay, yeah. This connects to King of Fighters 14. Thank you, AJ. Because
there's no 16 yet.
And this will also be on Shonen Jump magazine. So that's
cool.
Pretty big shit.
Oh, is it by Shonen?
No, but it's going to premiere on there. Yeah, it's going to premiere
on
there.
That's cool.
Yeah, but yeah, keep an eye out. King of Fighters manga coming. AJ?
That's crazy. Apparently the second 2 movie is all this information here.
Law? Is that Law?
I hope that's Law. I don't think it is, though.
Oh, God. Is it not Lei, is it?
No, that's Kazuya.
Wow.
Anyway, this came out in 2010. Oh, no, that the first movie did. Anyways, okay, enough of that.
Leo's in it and shit, I bet.
I don't know who's in it, but there's already a couple names. I'm like, who the fuck is that? Anyways.
That's bad.
Yeah,
that's really bad.
They add a new character. I hate when they add, like, new characters.
Movie-only characters?
Oh, the animated Tekken. Not the cartoon version, but the 3D animated one.
Oh, that was good.
That was
a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Resurrection movie.
Like,
sorry.
Yeah, I think that's what it was called, right? That was a pretty good animated movie, except they introduced a new character to it, like, doesn't exist in the game.
Yeah, why do they ever have to do that?
I don't know.
When they do that.
I know. Anyways, Avatar, Last Airbender. There's been a new trio. You know how, like, every so often we get a new story in the comic series?
Yeah.
And it's always like a 3-issue event. Usually, right?
Okay.
They've done another one recently that I kind of miss, but they're not all connected. They're all separate stories. And all these separate stories are based off of Katara, Toph, and Suki.
Oh, Suki?
Yeah, so Suki's actually getting her own, like, solo comic.
Girl power.
In the Avatar series here. And this one's called Suki Alone.
Oh, just remember that episode, Zuko Alone?
Zuko Alone, yeah.
Yeah, so damn, that's crazy.
I feel like it's going to be something like that. Actually, based off this picture right here, the cover art here, you can already tell this is going to be following her her story from after Appa's Lost Days up until Boiling Rock, I'm assuming. This is her at the Boiling Rock, it looks like.
Hmm.
And Korra Alone. Apparently there's a Korra Alone.
Oh, sick. I didn't know that.
Everyone's just alone now, huh? But yeah, so this is coming out June 22nd, 2021. So this is far out away. Currently, I think that's what's come out so far is Katara and the Pirate Silver, or the Pirate Silver, and also Toph Beifong's Metal Bending Academy.
Ooh, that's
so
cool.
Those are the two that exist right now. I'm assuming the Toph one is based after the Avatar series, and the Katara one I heard is based somewhere in there.
So it's all the girls. It's all the girls.
Yeah,
huh?
It is all the girls.
I like
yeah.
that. That's pretty
so
cool.
They did a 3-issue, just straight out, just female character comic standalones
cool.
there.
I like that.
So yeah, look out for these. I'm interested in finding these now too, and just catching up on that too, after I catch up on my Power Rangers and my Yojimbo and and Sonic.
all that.
But yeah, I definitely want to look out for these.
I feel your comic pain, bro. Don't trip. yo, so check this out, AJ. We got some answers.
Oh, I didn't show the fucking picture real quick.
Bam. Oh, okay. That's sick.
Yeah, I didn't switch
that's, and that's Suki.
Yeah, and
that's
all
her young version or her future version, huh?
No, she's just like, I guess, calling off the power of the past avatar,
Kiyoshi. Oh, that's Kiyoshi.
That's Kiyoshi, dude.
Oh, I thought that was old Suki. Oh, no, that's Kiyoshi.
Yeah, because this takes place when she's in Boiling Rock. This is when she's captured by Azula.
Right, when she was a slave.
Yeah, so while she was like in jail, she must have been, you know, calling forth. Because she's a Kiyoshi warrior.
No, I know.
Avatar Kiyoshi, right? So just for
is,
the people
like,
that don't
Kiyoshi,
know.
Like, with like give her power to the Kiyoshi warriors?
I don't know, but Kiyoshi started the Kiyoshi warriors.
I know that.
Yeah, so she's just calling, I don't know, she's
summoning
calling,
the power,
yeah, summoning
of
power of Kiyoshi, yeah, because she's
like
a Kiyoshi
by the power
warrior.
Of Grayskull.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's dope. I like that. All right, AJ, my next piece of news, something you actually really wanted to know the last time I talked about it, which was I think like a month ago. Evangelion 3.0 plus 1.0.
Yes.
The actual title of the movie is Thrice Upon a Time. So.
So there's no parentheses in there.
Yeah, Thrice Upon a Time.
No, because like the other one was like, you are not alone, but the like, are the not was like in parentheses, so it's like, you
no.
are alone. There's nothing like that this
it's
time.
It's Thrice Upon a Time. That's in place of the you are not alone or you cannot advance.
Yeah, and then they canoe down the bottom, and not was in parentheses.
Yeah, this time they let the not out, and it's just
Thrice Upon a Time.
Yeah.
And maybe it's like in parentheses upon, so it's like thrice a time.
Let's see, is there
that
any
makes no
is
sense.
There any highlights? No. Everything's all regular all caps. Right.
Well, you failed with the title.
Well, but in regular fashion of them writing dumbass fucking numbers, it's not 4.0, it's 3.0 plus 1.0. Because it was 1.0, 2.1, and then 3.3,
wasn't it?
Yeah, 3.3, I think.
Wasn't it like 1.1, 2.2, 3.3?
No, 1.0 was actually 1.0.
Okay.
And then when the special edition came out, it was
1.1. Yeah.
And then 2.2 came out, yeah. And that was actually the title of that one. And we're like, what? All right, fine. And then it was like 3.0, I think, or 3.1.
I feel like it was a 3.3.
Maybe it was. And now we're 3.0 plus 1.0. But I think that might actually be telling us something. And it's also called Thrice Upon a Time.
Oh, fuck.
You get what I'm saying?
I have a headache already.
I'm not going to explain it on this podcast, but I think you get what I'm saying, right, AJ?
Oh, man.
I think that's what they're trying to say is that maybe they are different realities. Anyway, okay. I'm not going to get into that.
No,
let's not talk about it. That's not what I came here to talk about.
I kind of want to, but
I
don't.
We can make a separate podcast talking about that, because we're going to be here for a long time talking about
it. I feel like if I try to explain what I'm thinking, I might sound stupid.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to talk about it, because I can't even conceptualize the things I'm thinking about
right
now.
Yeah, exactly,
like,
yeah.
So 3.0 plus 1.0, Thrice Upon a Time, has an update on their official website. Studio Kara says Evangelion's soundtrack will be headlined by the official title track by Utada Hikaru.
Ooh.
And the song is called One Last Kiss.
Interesting.
Yep. The song will come out January.
Has she ever done a Fly Me to the Moon?
I don't know. We should look. That'd
that's
be
the
cool.
One thing I loved about Evangelion is all the different versions of Fly Me to the Moon. That's to the point where I gone out and find my own versions and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear a version from her. I think I might have one.
You know, there is... I do know when they did 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, there was a whole new wave of people covering that shit. Like, in official releases by the company, but they were, like, different famous artists and shit like that. Like, I know there was a brand new version of Angel No Thesis.
Oh, yeah.
And it had like the main singer and then two other famous singers that were never in it before. So
that's cool.
So that means that could be a thing. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. You realize they started these fucking movies like 10 years ago almost now? This fucking bullshit, dude. They're playing with us now. Anyway, okay.
They probably couldn't figure out the story themselves because like, they confused themselves and they wrote themselves into like a spiral. Like, wait, didn't we do this? No, we got to change it. How are we going to change it? You know? They're probably out there like, who the fuck gave them weed? They're fucking over there smoking some shit right now.
I feel like they had
writing this story.
Dude, I feel like they had way more than weed, bro. These guys had some powerful shit. Like, oh, man. But anyway, so this new song, which I said is called One Last Kiss, this will come out January 24th, which is a day after that supposedly this movie will come out. Suppose this movie's coming out January 23rd.
What the fuck?
Next year. The very beginning.
Well, she's coming out January.
Well, I'm like, Yeah, well, hopefully this movie doesn't coincide with what actually happens to the planet. Fuck. I feel like we're very close to some Evangelion shit right now. Like, you know.
Seriously.
We have, like, all these fucking calamities. People are starting to see UFOs more often. Like, I think we're a little too close to this shit.
Yeah, then the government come out was like saying, like, yeah, we actually do have some reports on UFOs.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're over here saying you're ready for Avas and shit. And I'm like, come on, AJ. Don't push this any further than
I mean,
going.
If the government's like admitting to UFOs, I'm ready for Avas then.
I'm sure the government is too. That's why they're saying it. But anyway, this movie will supposedly, I only say supposedly because this movie was supposed to come out like four times already.
I know.
And we haven't gotten it. It's had three official release dates that never came. But anyway, the new official release date is January 23rd, 2021. So we'll have to see what happens.
All right then.
All right, AJ?
Sneak peek will be streamed live. What?
Yeah,
that's a trailer.
Yeah, that's the other thing I didn't mention. But
interesting.
That's true.
All right. Unless that's the date you have right there is when it's going to be sneak peek.
No, I think December something is the sneak peek.
Oh, okay, okay. I guess we'll talk about that if it happens and we come across it.
Yeah. I'm
sorry. All right. So.
Wait, real quick before you say that. Do you remember what happened when we got the sneak peek to 3.0?
No.
We were like...
Were we confused?
Yes.
I'm pretty
sure
we were.
We were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because remember we saw a huge space battle, and then she was like, welcome home, Shinji. And we're like, what?
That sounds
we're
familiar.
We're like, he's in that box?
That sounds familiar.
Because remember they were fighting over this box with the angel, and we're like, wait, what?
And they were like upset with him, and even they're like...
Yeah, after they got him back. And then we were like really confused. Like, you guys did all that to get him back, and then just to treat him like shit? Like... It's so weird.
That's true too.
Dude, we should redub that. Damn, bro. Oh, to Kristen and Focus, we should redub 3.0 with Danny.
Oh man.
Just have the characters be like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
It's like me neither. Are we doing this again? Oh man.
Upon a time. All right, you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, I need to do this. Sorry.
Oh shit.
And just so we don't get, like, sniped, I'm going to cut it off short.
Did we get it last time?
Yeah, we keep getting it every time we play that. Okay. But we probably will do it again just for a little bit we played. But you guys get the point. It's
aren't
a dick
Canadian?
Move.
Aren't they Canadian?
Yeah, they are.
How the fuck are they honest like
that? I don't know. So, Nintendo, again. So, last time in the trilogy of Nintendo's dickery over here. Yeah, fuckery over here. Maybe not even a trilogy. Who knows how far this is going to go. But so far, it seems like a trilogy right now. So, they canceled... the Big House tournament, this big Smash tournament, right, that they have every year. Nintendo's never fucked with it before, right? Nor have they supported it or anything, right? And then now we can't do actual in-person tournaments. They try to do an online tournament with the Slippy emulator to play Smash, Melee, and Nintendo's like, nah, fuck that. No more tournament for you guys. You guys can't do this shit anymore. So you can't even do Switch.
Wait, Slippy emulator?
Yeah, so the name of the emulator is called Slippy, and this introduces rollback netcode to make it almost seamless internet play over the internet with Melee.
They're so lame for not letting that happen.
Right?
Like, if you guys aren't going to do it... Okay, I've made this argument before.
And they claim that, yeah, you guys have hacked our shit and using illegal ROMs, right? So that's kind of their whole case behind that. When... people have talked about it a little bit, and yeah, okay, they can say that. That's true. Everything on their side is pretty much true. Sure, they have that right to go ahead and stop it for those reasons, but ROMs are legal if you can obtain them legally on your own, and the Big House, the holders of this tournament, have purchased hundreds of copies of Melee, so who's to say that they obtain these copies of ROMs illegally when they have hundreds that they could possibly copy on their own?
I'll sign up and say they copied mine. That's fine.
Right? Like, so anyways, so that happened, right? And they also stopped this dude. He was selling custom Joy-Cons. He would paint them on his own and resell them, right? And he made some Joy-Cons based off Etika. Etika was this Nintendo fanboy YouTuber who passed away. I think it was last year. He had some mental health issues and committed suicide, right? That's his story. But everyone knew him as this huge Nintendo fan. So, in respect to him, people have done a lot of Etika things. And this dude was making Joy-Cons, calling them Etikons, because they had his Etikon logo on there. And, you know, he would also donate the proceeds, all his, you know, profits from that to mental health.
That's cool.
Nintendo stopped him from doing that. Shut them down. Cease and desist. You cannot sell this shit anymore or anything like that. You can't. You even stop it from giving out for free. So now he can't even get rid of the products he's already made.
Y'all motherfuckers are looking like the Empire right now. You better chill the fuck out with all that.
There's also this YouTuber who has kind of archived a lot of Nintendo's music because they don't sell their music to their soundtracks to their various games, right? They're kind of hard to find. There's no legit way to get them unless you play the game or something like that, right? This guy has found a way to archive a lot of the music, and he has them on his YouTube channel, and he doesn't make profit off of it. He put it toward the point where he's like, I don't want to make profit off of this. So Nintendo kind of claims it. They actually shut him down. I think it's back up, though, because I want to go check on it, and he's backed up. And Nintendo, for a day, blocked all of his YouTube channels. He has, like, thousands of...
Damn! And they blocked...
Not his channels, all his videos, which are all just...
That's fucked
music.
Up.
Which, again, they have the right to do that if they want to. I went to go check out his channel. I think they're all back up. Also, Nintendo of Japan did that, which is interesting. And now, the finale, the big thing they did.
Uh-oh, there's more?
Splatoon 2... Nintendo usually has Splatoon tournaments like they do. They're opens. They have a North America Open. I think they have one every season, summer and fall. And they just did a fall tournament, right?
Okay.
And over the weekend, they're gearing up to do their finals, their grand finale, right? Their top four Splatoon finals, grand open 2020. And all the members of the team, if they were to win, they wouldn't get too much from Nintendo. All they would get is a little trophy and a prize consists of points for their eShop. That's all they get if you join a Nintendo tournament.
Wow.
First place. That's all the team gets if they win first place.
Wow. Right? Points on the eShop.
But since this whole Melee thing came out, the Splatoon community, who supports the Melee community, came out and changed their names for the tournament. So they had names such as Melee Nation, Melee Light, Slippy, and FT Wave Dash.
That's cool.
So those are the top four contenders in the tournament. Because of this, Nintendo's like, we're not going to do our tournament. So they kind of canceled the live stream of their tournament. They weren't going to stream it. They will still do it, but they weren't going to stream it, though.
Wow.
Because of the support there.
So petty. Are you serious?
Yeah. But the good, the light out of this, though, the silver lining out of this is that those teams were like, you know what? Fuck Nintendo then. Let's drop out of their tournament. Let's go do our own tournament.
Nintendo, so, you guys were always the ones that I was like, oh, you guys care about the fans. Like Sony and Microsoft, like, just make shit to make money. I was always like, you guys made shit for us. Now you guys are doing this bullshit,
yeah.
Man. Like, this is painful.
And what's really bad, like, this has all happened, like, within 2 weeks. All these little things have been happening right now.
Seabass23 says, free Smash!
Yeah, hashtag free Melee. But yeah, so since that happened, Nintendo wasn't going to support their shit anymore, right? Or do anything about it. And it was their tournament, too. So they went ahead and just like, we're not going to stream it. So all the teams backed out and started their own thing. And they called it the Squid House. You know, kind of a callback to the Big House, which is the Melee tournament. And they made their own fucking tournament real quick. So it went over a night, in one night, because Saturday, I think, is when Nintendo said they're going to cancel their stream. And so the next morning, they already had their Squid House, and the teams came up with and had their own tournament. And for prize money, they went out and asked for some donations, and a lot of people donated. Even Melee people came through to watch the tournament, even donated some money. So I heard like Mango was there and shit like that.
Oh, they came to bring viewers and then fucking donated and bounced. That's
this
smart.
Was the highest streamed Splatoon tournament in America ever. Even the one that the Nintendo has done themselves, this was even bigger than that.
Damn.
Also, it had the largest prize pool in Western Splatoon history for a tournament. It was $25,000.
What?
From just donations. Actually, it was beyond that, but they capped it at 25, which I could assume is probably for some legal reasons. Mm-hmm. But I think it came out to like 28,000, and 3,000 was donated to charity, and the 25 was go ahead and split amongst, you know, first place team members.
Damn, that's dope.
And all that happened without Nintendo. Just saying.
Nintendo, dude.
So, like, if Nintendo just stays out of our shit, we can be happy and do big shit like this on our own.
And you know,
but if Nintendo comes through, all we get is like eShop points, or if you go back to Evil Japan, a controller.
You know what?
And a pro controller.
This is exactly why we started tournaments in the first place, and why everyone should ignore the big industries. And like in. Anytime they start to be dicks about it like this from now on after this virus thing, like, mm-hmm. We don't have that much money, guys. let us do what the fuck we want to do, at least for the money we're spending on your
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we're not doing something totally illegal and disrespectful, you know.
And they're not even hosting Smash Melee anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like they have no stake in that anymore. Just let us have
Nintendo
it.
Nintendo hasn't really ever done like a tournament for Smash. Done like invites where like a couple of players come through and do a little tournament, but that's about it. Never have they done a big tournament. And even when they get involved with the grassroots tournaments, the ones that we hold, they only put their name on it.
Yeah, they don't really give you anything.
They don't really give you anything.
Help.
No.
All they just send a Nintendo official, like one motherfucker that doesn't do shit. Like, you know, it's
yeah.
lame.
And then maybe they'll bring, like, oh, we're going to bring some setups to promote this other game.
Yeah, know? Right? And it has nothing to do with your tournament.
Like, maybe not, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think one cool thing they did at one tournament for Smash was they brought Splatoon 2 over before it came out. That was cool.
That's nice. That's,
but again, that's nothing to do with Smash.
So rare. And that's rare. Like,
but yeah, so Nintendo's been being called out left and right with their support for tournament scenes and all that. So hopefully this comes out to Nintendo. Hopefully Nintendo sees this and turns around somehow. I don't know.
I kind of feel like we should do something about this too, AJ, because we're fighting game fans.
Well, that's why I'm talking about it and bringing it up. So, like, I'm just spreading the word out there. For those of you who didn't know, I'm just spreading the word, letting you know what Nintendo's been doing or not doing. And just also showing that, like, hey, if the community goes on their own and like, you know, disregards the main company, they can do big things on their own. But sometimes Nintendo comes in and stops them from doing
that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Like, if Nintendo really wanted to, they probably could have stopped that little tournament from happening, you know. But
they just didn't want the press, the bad press.
Yeah, yeah, that too. But yeah, that's what's going on with that right now.
All right. Real quick, last piece of news for me. Oh, yes, this is actually a follow-up piece of news to something we talked about a few weeks ago. I had mentioned that Alfred Molina was on set for Spider-Man 3. And for anyone that doesn't know...
Who's that?
Alfred Molina played Dr. Octopus in Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man 2. And now it's confirmed he wasn't just on set. He actually is casted as Dr. Octopus.
For 3?
For Spider-Man 3.
Well, they did bring back J.K. Simmons for for Jonah Jameson.
And all this is just further confirming all the rumors that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are involved, you know, and all this shit. It's just further fueling the rumors, man. It's starting to sound possible because I'm like, why would you bring back this guy from this guy's shit, you know? And yeah. Jamie Foxx is in it. Why would you bring him back from Andrew Garfield's shit?
Like, yeah.
It's got to be happening. Even if it's a minimal level, like the Spider-Verse shit, I think is going down. I think they want to do it.
It sounds fucking epic.
Yeah. I'm down with it as long as it's done tastefully and they don't take the focus away from Tom Holland too much.
Yeah.
Then I'll be cool with it. But I don't want this whole thing that's not about Tom Holland. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The new rumor today. Now, this part is not news. This is rumor.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, this was yesterday's news. Alfred Molina officially being Dr. Octopus. Now, today's rumor... is rumor, but the only reason I bring up this rumor, which I usually only bring it up if it really makes sense to me, is the timing, bro. Maybe 3 weeks ago, we said that this week...
I heard a rumor.
Thank you, Allison. You know, we talked about 3 weeks ago...
What button is this? This button?
I heard a rumor.
Okay, that button. I couldn't...
We talked about 3 weeks ago, AJ...
No, I push it again.
...that, God damn it, now you made me forget what I was even going to say... God damn it.
I got excited about rumors. Like, oh, there's my rumor button.
Nervous. We found out about 3 weeks ago that, that Charlie Cox is going to be having meetings.
Right when you said that, like, yeah. Taiji says Daredevil.
Yeah, Charlie Cox is going to be having meetings with Marvel. And, you know, that doesn't mean shit. They have meetings with people all the time.
Yeah. They had a meeting with me. No, I was kidding.
Yeah, but the rights came up about 2 weeks ago. The meeting was planned 3 weeks ago. And today the rumor is... Charlie Cox is in Spider-Man 3.
Ooh.
Now, yeah, usually, I ignore these rumors. I don't believe in this shit normally, but the timing is too fucking perfect.
Doesn't that Netflix contract end sometime this month,
right?
It already passed?
It already passed.
Oh, shit, okay.
That's why I'm like, the timing is so perfect. It could be, but see, that could be a rumor too. People could be making the rumor because the timing is so good.
Right.
But I don't know, man. I'm like... That's a weird time for this rumor. Like, I really want him to be fucking Peter Parker's lawyer.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I would love that, bro. That would be so much fun. And it's such a cool way to connect everything, you know?
Although it's some weird connection, though. But, like, if they can explain it where it all makes sense, that'd be sick. Like, I want to see how they connect shit. That's all I'm interested in, is like, how are you going to connect all these universes you're trying to throw into one movie right now?
Well, you know, so check out the order of release as far as connected characters. It goes WandaVision, Spider-Man, which includes Doctor Strange in it, and Doctor Strange.
Multiverse.
Which that includes Scarlet Witch in it.
Yeah.
Those three movies come out, those three projects come out one after the other. I'm like, it's got to be some multiverse shit.
Yeah, it has to.
It's got to be. Like, yeah. I can't think of anything else at this point that makes any sense. Like, everything else is, like, craziness. But, yeah, I guess we'll see. Tomorrow is the big gaming awards, as well as Marvel and Sony's meeting.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So we'll find out tomorrow or the day after what's up. And so you'll know by the next time focused.
Yeah, so for the Game Awards, too, actually a little bit of news here to kind of tie in right now, too, is Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, and Captain Marvel will be in virtual attendance for the Game Awards.
Oh, shit. Damn. Okay.
So, yeah, Captain Marvel, too, which we don't know what's going to happen with her. We don't have any word on any movies for her yet, but those three are planning to be at the Game Awards, so maybe some announcements from all of those camps. Maybe they're going to say, oh, right, we have in the works now, new Captain Marvel 2. Maybe the Spider-Man 3 thing will be, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. Yeah. Kugo's also asking, too, is the Mobius movie finished shooting, or has it not even started yet?
Morbius. Yeah, no, Morbius definitely started shooting. There's already a trailer.
It's done, says IG.
Yeah, they're pretty much done with that.
Yeah, there was a trailer, right?
There's a trailer. Yeah, you guys can watch that online.
They're in post-production right now, so they're just editing shit. So, yeah, shooting's done with that. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah,
next year should be epic. 3D printing, more of it.
You've been 3D printing the fuck out of life.
Yeah, like right now I'm kind of thinking like this, our little soundboard thing that I use here, I want to make a little thing to hold. I've always wanted this to be like propped up, but I don't have any to do it. I could just make something on my own now.
Oh, I was gonna say I have something, but okay, yeah.
I mean, we probably have something, right? But I'm also thinking, like, should I have it like angled, or should I just lift it up a little bit so we can run wires under it? Like, I'm just thinking about that shit right now.
If you do, where do the wires plug in? Let me see.
This is just one wire right here.
Dude, if you made it like a triangle. Like this?
Oh, like this?
Yeah.
Hold it like that?
Yeah, exactly. That way, and like maybe even if it was adjustable.
No, yeah, like I mean, I have this right here too, which is
adjustable.
I can just, you know, use
print one of those.
Yeah, exactly, or just use this as a concept. So I don't know. I guess. I just have ideas. I'm just trying to like write down my ideas too. I'm like, oh, I should make something like this.
You know those little rigs they used to make for Mad Cats? Like, remember they had like the magnifying glass for your.
For like the Game Boys or something like that. Yeah.
You can make all kinds of shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
I could.
To,
yeah.
I think about it.
One thing I want to do is I want to get a Raspberry. I already have a Raspberry Pi. Here's one right here. I think this is a Raspberry Pi 2, though. It's a little computer, a little microcomputer. And you can literally program to do whatever as long as you're able to know how to program shit. There's a Raspberry 3 and 4 that are out that are a lot more powerful than this little thing. So when I get a new one, it needs to be a 3 or a 4 that you can connect to the 3D printer, so then you can wirelessly print your shit and control it over Wi-Fi. So rather than me get up and go plug in my SD card into the printer over there, I can just control it over the internet. I can load prints to it like that. I can attach a camera to it so I can see the prints. And if I see that it's failing from afar, I can just hit a button on my phone to stop the printing over there without
Shut
even being
the
in the room
fuck
with it.
Up. Are you serious?
Yeah, so that's kind of what I want to work on next. And print a box for it too. So I have a 3D printer to print shit with. I already looked up some models people have made themselves, and I saw some cool ones. So that's something I'm looking into right now as well. Just the usual gaming suspects, you know, maybe some more Among Us. I want to play Codenames. I was playing Steven and everyone. I want to play some Tekken.
Finish what you're saying first.
Soul Calibur, of course, and learn some new Talon shit. Ooh.
Okay. All right. So wait, before I tell you guys my Unfocus week, thank you, Tai Chi, for always giving us the updates on live-action Kenshin shit. All right, everybody, the official website for the live-action Kenshin finale movie is up. And there's some pictures up on there. And here they have the whole Kenshin group together.
Saito's on a train. I better see some Sonosuke train freaking outness going on.
Yo, he better freak. Oh, that'd be so good.
Because I was watching that episode a couple months ago, and I was just hilarious. He's like, so Can you explain how a kettle is moving this huge thing?
he's like, you steam like a tea kettle? Yeah. Like, he didn't like that shit at all. He's like, you're telling me a tea kettle can move this whole thing? Like, no way. Anyway, yes, there's a photo of the whole cast. They all look about the same. They haven't aged even a minute.
Camera, steal your soul.
It's not a joke. Yeah, there's some images of the team, of Team Kenshin. Is that what they call themselves, right? Team Kenshin?
I guess so. I don't know.
Remember they say it in there a couple times? Like Team Kenshin?
Oh, yeah, I think they did.
Kaoru and Yahiko referred to it as that. Anyway, there's also some pictures of Saito, as AJ has pointed out. There's also what we've been waiting for, an image of Inishi, the Japanese child who is fueled by vengeance and learned his martial arts in China to kill Kenshin. And then also something me and AJ are very fucking hyped for, Tomoe.
Yeah.
We finally seen her and she fucking looks perfect.
That's a good Tomoe.
That's a good Tomoe. Oh shit. That's the assassin he fights, the first one that comes at him and he's using like projectiles. Oh, anyway, we'll talk about it later.
Or is it Aoshi?
Dude.
Misao.
Okay, wait. Okay, we'll talk about this later.
That has to be Misao.
Dude, that look at the outfit. It's 100% Misao. That's the only Wapa now.
Oh,
outfit.
Shit.
All right. Anyway, just keep in mind, guys. Wait, he said that's Aoshi? Oh, that's Aoshi.
Like, I feel like that could be Aoshi. Because, again, the outfit and his story
And, you know, that's like how his Kodachi. Hair is, too. That's right. Yeah, I forgot the actor that plays him.
He looks like a mess, so.
Yeah, I forgot the actor's a little older, too. Yeah, okay. Damn. All right, yeah, so.
Aoshi's like 40?
Yo. That's so dope. They're even doing the thing where Aoshi fights again. Oh, it's so sick.
Because we haven't had Aoshi yet.
No, we did. He was in the second to last movie. Remember Kenshin fought him?
Oh, fuck. I got to go back and watch those movies.
You should. They're so good. Anyway, okay. We're losing our track. Thank you for the breaking news, Tai Chi. If you guys want to know any more, you can go to the official website for the Kenshin live action movie.
Actually, this is off of Anime Network.
No, but
Anime News Network.
Yeah, no, but their official website's up. It's for Rurouni Kenshin, the final chapter. Just look that up. You'll be able to find their website.
Or there's a link in our chat right now.
Or the link in our chat, thanks to Steve. Thank you, Tai Chi.
Delay to spring 2021, though, due to COVID.
That's like January or February.
Spring, so more like March to June.
I guess. No, June's... We'll talk about... No, that's not...
That's spring.
Spring is in January, isn't it?
No, spring is not. No, winter ends in February.
Oh, I guess that's true, huh?
Or March, actually.
No, February is when spring starts. No,
no, it starts
in
March.
February.
Winter ends in March.
We'll talk about this later. We'll talk about seasons after the podcast. Anyway, my unfocused week, I'm going to read that Young Avengers children's story I talked about. 100%. I want to play some more Smash Brothers. I've been feeling the vibe of that lately. And that one guy who was there at the matches that we played on Sunday says he plays Smash. Tumbe?
I forgot his name.
Anyway.
But he plays Smash, he
says? Yeah, he says he plays Smash pretty hardcore. I'm like, dude, we can have more challenges with him, you, me, and Chris. Like, we can get some matches going.
Spring starts March 20th, ends June 20th.
Bullshit. You're right. All right, fine. You're right. All right. But anyway, yeah, I want to play more Smash Brothers.
Tunde.
Yeah, I want to play that full again. I want to play that full in some Smash Brothers if he
plays
that.
That's cool. Yeah.
Also,
yeah, I forgot Splatoon. We had like a big tournament.
I finally got everything in A rank in Splatoon. Nice. My next goal is to go to A+. That's what I'm going to start doing now. A+ is my focus. So that's what I'm going to do.
That's cool because I can kind of hear you below now. Like, I kind of hear you like talking down there now because, you know, I'm S rank.
Fuck you. Starting to hear echoes of
my
voice.
Starting to hear your voice a little bit better now. It's like, oh, he's getting closer.
Well, definitely that. Other things. I think I watched some horror Christmas movies. There's a few that I wanted to see, like Krampus and Better Watch Out.
I want to watch Home Alone.
Well, I mean, that's not really horror, but I guess it kind of is.
I mean, you said Christmas, so.
I mean, no, but you're right. I was rewatching Home Alone 1.
I mean, it depends on how old you are, then it could be a horror.
I was rewatching Home Alone 1, and, like, dude, the things he does to those guys would kill most people.
Yeah.
Like, when you watch it, like, it's funny when you're a kid. The older you get watching Home Alone, the more you're like, Oh my god.
You survived that? It's like, dude, this kid's gonna get sued.
Yeah, right? And then, dude, it makes you feel even more when they finally catch him and they start talking about, like, stabbing him and shit.
Like, okay, that dude's getting sued.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this is a little intense for a kid's movie. I'm like, he said, I'm gonna fucking bite your fingers off, kid, and make you watch. And he puts his fingers in his mouth. Like, he's gonna do it. And I was like, oh, shit. Like,
oh, I think I heard something about him talking about, Macaulay Culkin was actually talking about that recently, and I think he said he actually bit him. And actually, like, damaged some skin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Something like that actually happened.
You know what's funny? I've been watching Fargo. You haven't heard of that show, huh?
You've talked about it.
Yeah, dude. The season I was watching had Macaulay Culkin's brother in it. And I kept thinking, like, why does this guy look so familiar? And like, I don't think I've seen him in anything. Like,
yeah.
And I have. Because I was like, because he looks just like him, first off. And second off, he's Wallace. Mm-hmm. You already know.
No, he's not Wallace. He's
No, he's Wallace in Scott Pilgrim.
No, he's is that his name? I thought Wallace was the singer.
No, Wallace is his gay.
Oh, okay,
his
gay roommate. Okay, yeah, that's him. It is Wallace. Okay. Well, okay, what's dude's name then? I'm thinking about
Stephen Stills.
Oh, okay.
Stephen Stills.
Stills. Okay.
Yeah. And I remember in the comic, he's like, why do you always say my whole name? He's like, I don't always say your whole name, Steven Stills. And then just continue, like. Anyway, yeah, I guess that's some focus, guys. Don't forget to tune in next week. And
that's right.
We'll see you soon.
As far as I know. If there is anything else, we'll just talk about it after this.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/Collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday! Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
collision28.com/discord. You want to promote
Stitcher.
Anything? Stitcher.
Spotify.
Oh, yeah, Spotify.
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 We're there.
I heard a rumor
that Unfocus is on Spotify now.